أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء على الله في كل الأمور توكلي وبالخمس أصحاب الكساء توسلي. وإذا الرجال توسلوا بوسيلتهن فوسيلتي حب آل محمد صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Alhamdulillah that we live the month of the blessed month that is named as the month of the Holy Prophet, the month of Sha'ban, although the month of Sha'ban is declining, more than half of the days of the month have passed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in the remaining days and the nights of this month to follow the tradition of the Prophet as we read it in the inshallah salawat al-Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. To follow the tradition of the Prophet as much as possible, fasting its days, and inshallah taking advantage of this lockdown and to spend some times inshallah at night and in any opportunity comes to spend in supplication and invocation with the Almighty God. Inshallah, you recall quickly to recap, last week I spoke about tawakkul, trust in God and faith in God, and the reconciliation between trust and faith in God and seeking all the means possible to us in terms of personal hygiene, following the medical recommendations and things like that. And we say that is absolutely no contradiction whatsoever. In fact, using those means are along with trust and tawakkul in God, because these are the means provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In continuation of that discussion, inshallah, because it's Tuesday evening and inshallah after my short talk we are going to start Dua Tawassul, inshallah I want us to have more insight and understanding of the significance of Dua Tawassul. What is this Dua Tawassul? Tonight I want to speak inshallah very briefly to you about the principle of Tawassul, and inshallah reconcile again and clarify a misconception, misunderstanding that some Muslims, inshallah they mean well, but they don't have sufficient knowledge. I give them the benefit of the doubt that because they want to avoid shirk and kuf, they jump to the other side of it. And therefore they think that if you seek the means of other than God, this is contrary to Tawheed, to monotheism. And we are allowed, you know, as Muslims only to seek the help of God, period. No one else, nothing else. Alright, so the topic for tonight is about At-Tawassul. Tawassul with Seen and Tawassul with Saad, the meanings are very similar to each other. Tawassul with Saad, it means wasl, it's coming from the root of wasl, it means connection. When you are connecting two things together, this is where they are connected, fatawassala, they are connected. Tawassul also, it means to resort, to appeal for connection. Because you are talking about the means of nearness to God, it's very relevant to talk about and learn about Tawassul as well. The difference, according to Raghib Isfahani in his brilliant book Al-Mufradat, the difference between at-tawassul with Sin and tawassul with Sad is that tawassul means seeking nearness, connection to someone or something eagerly, voluntarily and eagerly. So when we're in a religious context, when we are talking about tawassul, we mean that I am going to seek nearness to God through the means that provided and authenticated, authorized by the Almighty God, and I do this willingly. I do this lovingly. The argument here is the following. They say that, look, every day in our daily prayers, we are obliged to recite Surah Al-Hamd, part of which we are taught by the Almighty God to worship Him, to worship none other than Him, and seek the help of none other than Him. You are very familiar with the ayah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship, you alone we seek for help. They conclude that as we are not allowed to see, to worship other than God, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, likewise we are not allowed to seek the help of other than God. This is confirmed throughout the Quran, and they give us an example. They said, look, for example, in the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam in Surah Al-A'raf, the Almighty God quoting Musa, and remember this is revelation, when we have it in the Quran, that's the word of God, that quoting from Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi wa alayhi salam, Prophet Musa says, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. Inshallah, if you can please share the screen that they can see. قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. Moses said to his community, اسْتَعِينُوا. Remember, this استعينوا similar to إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Seek the help of بِاللَّهِ. اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ. This ba, we call it ba'il استعانه. In Arabic, if I say كَتَبْتُ بِالْقَلَمْ, this ba, we call it ba'il استعانه. Yani, I wrote with the help of pen. So Moses was teaching his community monotheism, tawheed, and therefore he told them, "Ista'inu billah." That means seek the help of only God, nobody else. Wasberu, and endure patience. Okay. So as you can see, this is very consistent with iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. The argument is that we say, my friend, if you want to introduce a concept, a Quranic and Islamic concept to me, you have to look at the whole Quran holistically. You have to consider all the relevant ayat and the principles to make sure you don't misunderstand the Quran, because impossible that God is contradicting himself. All right? Why do I say that? Because when we look at Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was the advice of Moses to his community, God reveals to the Holy Prophet of Islam, for us Muslims, the last Muslim community on earth, the final Muslim community on earth, previous nations were Muslims as well, we are the last final Muslim community on earth with much more advanced teachings of monotheism. God reveals to the Holy Prophet to tell us, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. استعينوا بالصبر. Look at the screen, inshallah you have it. I deliberately put them parallel in front of each other so that you can see, and I have circled them with blue to highlight them for you. I couldn't do any more. Different color, circled. Compare them, please. On the one side of the screen, you see Moses is telling his community, استعينوا بالله. Seek the help of Allah. On the other side of the screen, God, the same God says, استعينوا بالصبر, seek the help of patience. As I told you, this ba is ba الاستعانة, let alone that the term استعانة is mentioned. استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة, seek the help of patience and salat. If it was only salat, if God had said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, seek the help of salat, you could say that yes, salat is also seeking the help of God, because salat, what is salat? Supplicating and appealing to God. But no, God says here in Surah Al-Baqarah, استعينوا بالصبر. Sabr, patience, is a personal character. God says, you want to be near to me? seek the help of patience, your personal good character, as well as salat. Question is that, is there any contradiction here? That on the one hand, God is telling us, because when God is telling Moses, and God is telling us, seek the help of God, similar to Iyyaka Nasta'in, and also God is telling us, seek the help of patience. So, who should I seek the help of? What should I seek the help of? Patience, my personal character, put my efforts into it, or I trust in God and seek the help of God? My dear, again, no contradiction. There is no contradiction here. We surely believe on that principle, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, as we are bound to only worship God alone, we are bound to seek the help of God alone. However, the point is that when God has authorized a means to use, I am still seeking the help of God, not the help of other than God. Astaghfirullah, we do not say that when we are seeking the help of any other means provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of making a partner with God. Means provided by God, authorized by God, authenticated by God, is the means of God, and you are seeking the means of God, no one else. The same argument we have when we are reading Dua Faraj. You know, one of the Dua Faraj that we normally read, especially these days, in which towards the end of it we are asking Imam Zaman Al-Jalallah Faraj Hashem, beseeching Imam Zaman Al-Ghawth, Al-Ghawth, Al-Ghawth. Ghawth means when you are desperate, like someone who's drowning, and he says, help, help! In Arabic it's called Ghawth. Wa Ghawtha! Ya Allah, help me! They say, no, this is again shared, it's not allowed. Don't say it to Imam Zaman or to any other human, Al-Ghawth, Al-Ghawth, Al-Ghawth. Ghawth, desperately seeking the help, is only allowed to seek the help of God. Why? Look at this, where Quran is Surah Al-Anfal, I think it's in the story of the Battle of Badr, the Almighty God says, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Remember when you sought the help of your Lord and He granted you. So, تَسْتَغِيثُونَ, this is said from the root of غَوْث. So when you desperately during the war sought the help of God and God granted you, Muslims didn't seek the help of anyone else. Again, I said, my friend, why are you pick and choose? You have to look at the whole Quran holistically again. What is it? Again, now the other way around. In the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story. Inshallah, you're familiar with the background of the story that one of the followers of Moses was caught by one of the soldiers of Pharaoh and wanted to kill him. The guy saw Moses passing by Prophet Musa alayhi salam. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِهِ. That's the ayah of Quran Surah Al-Qasas. That inshallah they can share it with you on the screen. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيعَتِهِ. Yani the man of his own party asked him, sought the help of Moses. And Prophet Musa helped him. Didn't say that, astaghfirullah brother, this is shirk. Ask God to help you. Why are you asking me? Who in common sense will accept this? So the point is that God is not contradicting himself when he says, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ, when you are desperately seeking the help of God, with when he says that you are allowed to seek the help of a messenger of God. Is فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي in Surah Al-Qasas. Reconciliation is very simple. When you seek the help of the one authorized by the Almighty God, you are seeking the help of God. So when you are seeking the help of patience is a good character authorized by God. So you are seeking the help of God, and there is absolutely no shirk or anything here. Why do I need to seek the help? Because I mentioned last week that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the Almighty God has made the affairs of this world based on the law of Aballah and Yujr Umura illa Basbab, through the means that He has provided for you. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Please remember this ayat in Surah Al-Ma'idah. The Almighty God says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi al-wasila wajahidu fi sabilih la'allakum tuflihun. O you who believe, inshallah you and I, it's a command. Ittaqullah, be dutiful to God, or observe your duty between you and God, okay? be pious and observe piety of Allah. However you translate ittaqullah, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. Again, I have highlighted it in yellow for you for English. Seek the help or seek the means of approach to him, yani to Allah. Yani you want to approach, you want nearness to God, you need to go through the means provided by God. Seek the means of approach to him and strive hard in doing so. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you want to become prosperous. So seeking the help and the means provided by God is absolutely godly and is aligned with Tawheed, definitely. Now this dua tawassul, where did we get it from? We got it from the sources of our Sunni Muslims and all Muslims. We got it from the Quran. The context of dua is more important. The contents of the ahadith are more important than the sanad. We look at the body of and the text of the hadith and the dua. Is this consistent with the Islamic principles, especially when it comes to our beliefs? Dua tawassul is 100% consistent. There is a hadith, I'll mention that, and then I'm going to read it to you, that part, the dua of the Holy Prophet, that is found in the authentic books of our Sunni brothers. You tell me if the wording sounds familiar to you or not. You'll see that it's part of the dua tawassul that we read. The story is this, and the narrator is Uthman ibn Hunayf. Uthman ibn Hunayf was one of the companions, distinguished companions of the Holy Prophet, radiallahu anhu, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. He says, a blind man came to the Holy Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot stand it to be blind. Please pray for me to have my sight back. Initially, the Prophet advised him that be pleased with the will of God. And the guy was insisting, Ya Rasulullah, you are the messenger of God. I know you can do it. Please pray for me that I have my sight back. The Holy Prophet says, fair enough. Make your wudu, go and offer two rakat salat, and then read this dua. Inshallah, you will have your sight back. What is the dua? I read it for you. You look at the screen. Inshallah, they will share the screen with you. And see if for those of you who are familiar with dua tawassul, tell me if that reminds you of any dua. Allahumma, the Prophet says, told him that, say this after your salat. Allahumma, inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammad. نبي الرحمة يا محمد إني توجهت بك إلى ربي في حاجتي لتقضي لي اللهم شفعه في. Quick translation. Oh Allah, I beseech you and I approach you by or through Muhammad, your messenger, your prophet Muhammad, the prophet of mercy. And then the Prophet is teaching and telling him, Ya Muhammad. Now he's directly approaching the Prophet. Ya Muhammad. Inni tawajjahtu bika ila Rabbi. I approach my Lord through you. This is tawassul. I'm approaching Allah. Astaghfirullah. Not that I'm approaching the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali, Fatima al-Zahra, Imam Baqir, Imam Zaman. I'm not approaching them. I'm approaching Allah, but through them. They are the means provided by God. تَوَجَّهْتُ بِكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي فِي حَاجَتِي, in my needs. لَتَغْضِيَ لِي, to grant me. لَتَغْضِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, you grant me. Yani God gives it to you and you hand it over to me. اللَّهُمَّ شَفِعْهُ فِي, يَا Allah, accept his intercession for me. Inshallah, all being well, next week I will tell you that shafa'a on intercession is the other side of the coin of tawassul. So those who deny tawassul, I'm concerned that they may miss out on the shafa'at as well. Now, this hadith is found in the authentic books of hadith of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. To my knowledge, no Sunni scholar denies the authenticity of this hadith. So why are they against tawassul? First of all, absolute majority of Ahlul Sunnah are not against tawassul. There's only a minority of Wahhabi, ignorant people. And the rest, or those who are even against it, apparently, they come with justifications. Sometimes they say, really, we call it tawjihat barada. That doesn't make sense. Sometimes they say that, hey, he asked the Prophet to pray for him. We say the same. When I'm doing tawassul to Amir al-Mu'mineen, to Imam Hassan, to Imam Hussein, I'm asking them to pray for me. They said that, but that is only allowed for the Prophet. You said, what do you mean allowed only for the Prophet? That means that shirk when it comes to the Prophet is only allowed. When it comes to other than the Prophet is not allowed. يعني تلك أزان قسمة وضيزة. Shirk is shirk, no matter with who. Okay? They say that it's only allowed at the time of the life, physical life of the Prophet. After his demise, it's not allowed. Again, what are you talking about? يعني shirk at the time of the Prophet is allowed, after the time of the Prophet is not allowed? يعني there is no justification. And there is no need for justifications. The Prophet has said it. Quran has said it. Let us accept it. Let me support and spend the rest of the Allah wa ta'ala. My time is over. Very quickly to support it, inshallah, tawassul. With some of the holy words of Ma'sumin alayhi salam, very quickly. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, Man da'a Allah bina aflaha. Remember the Quran? La'allakum tuflihun. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that whoever calls Allah through us is prosperous. This is through us. Us, yani, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, were recognized by the Almighty God. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam says, Idha nazalat bikum shadidatun fasta'inu bina ala Allahi azza wa jal. When a calamity befalls you, seek our help to the Almighty Allah. Seek our help to the Almighty Allah. That is seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, a man whose name or title is Zuhri, Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri. He is one of the Tabi'in. Pay attention to this. This is inshallah the last word of mine for tonight. Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri was one of the Tabi'in. Tabi'in were those who did not have the honor of meeting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they had the privilege of meeting the companions of the Holy Prophet. They are called as Tabi'in, yani companions of the Prophet, alright? Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, apparently he inclined more towards Bani Umayyah, so he was not, so to speak, a follower of a Shia, follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam yet, and he was contemporary to Imam Zain al-Abidin and later on Imam Baqir, perhaps Imam Sadiq as well. I'm not sure about Imam living the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, at least the Imamat. Anyway, but although he inclined towards Bani Umayyah, but he had an immense respect for Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, and therefore he was referring to the Imam as Zain al-Abidin. That his Umayyah friends were saying that, why do you call him Zain al-Abidin? He says, because on the surface of the earth, I do not know anyone more noble and more worshipping God than him. Happened that Zuhri, Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, fell sick. He tried all the medication of his time to no avail. Doctors told him that you are destined to die. He decided, long story short, he goes to Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, this is my situation. I'm young and I've got young children. I don't want to die. I'm not ready to die. Ya Ibn Rasulullah, please be charitable on me and pray for me that God grants me cure and shifa. Imam Zain al-Abidin, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, are so generous. That's why I'm mentioning these brothers and sisters, inshallah, when you read the Atawas Tawassul in a few minutes. And anytime you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, ask them, بِحَقَّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلِيٍّ وَفَاطِمَ وَالْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامِ. They are so generous, even with those who were not very much aligned with their line, and still look at Imam Zain al-Abidin. Imam tells him that, Zuhri, do you want me to pray and you say Ameen? Or you pray and I say Ameen? Which one would you choose? Zuhri, mashallah, he said, neither, Ya Ibn Rasulullah. You pray because you know best what to say. And you say Ameen because your Ameen is granted. After your Ameen, I will say Ameen. I will follow your Ameen. But you dua and Ameen from you. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam raised his holy hand. Say, Ya Allah, this man has approached me. This man has come to me to ask you through my ancestors. And you know about the sincerity of my ancestors. Imam is being humble, doesn't mention himself. Ya Allah, grant him cure and shifa and expand his sustenance. Allahu Akbar. Zuhri, the narrator, years later, that he outlived even Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, he is in tears. And he says that I live a long life by the dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin. I'm living by the dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. And if you see that I'm well off, alhamdulillah, I'm financially well, again was because of the dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin. Not only God granted me life and cure, granted me sustenance of this dunya as well. With this, inshallah, I will conclude with the last part of dua tawassul, inshallah. After that, we start dua tawassul. Allahumma salli ala محمد وآل محمد يا وسيع الحسن والخلف الحجة أيها القائم المنتظر المهدي يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.